Hi. You're still horny, aren't you? I know you really want to concentrate on your work, but I also know that you can't when you're so turned on all the time. So you need some more help. Are you more devoted to touching your cock or to your work? It's hard to say. Maybe we'll find out. I know I'm devoted to you getting the most pleasure out of the next few minutes, so I'm going to tease you for a bit. Hot tip, if you aren't working at home, you might want to make sure you're sitting near the bathroom, just in case I let you do something about it. You can sit at your desk and listen, while you pretend to the people around you that you're still working, that my voice isn't sending tingles down into your balls and forcing blood to rush into your cock, making it grow and stiffen. Don't let anyone see what's going on under the desk, though. If you're edging, denying yourself today, that's okay. I can still help you, of course. And I'll let you know when you should stop listening, if you really don't want to come. But if you find that your mind is clearer once you've had the sweet, rushing pleasure of an orgasm, I can definitely help with that. So settle into your chair, and I hope you're sitting comfortably. You'll be squirming before long. Just imagine, while there was a quiet moment there and no one was watching, that I've managed to brush past your legs and creep under the desk. I'm so sneaky, and my body fits in this space just nicely. I bet you got a good look at my shapely arse when I wiggled past. It was all you could do not to give it a smack, wasn't it? The things you could do to that, huh? While you work away up there, you can feel my nimble fingers quietly undoing your belt, softly sliding open your zipper, your buttons, gently reaching in there beneath your clothes and wrapping my smooth, cooling thumb and forefinger around the base of your shaft and gently tugging, gently easing your cock out of your underwear and free. You can feel my slender fingertips running along the base of your cock, lightly brushing your balls, tracing the outline of that swollen head that is already rising and growing. I can feel you are getting hard for me, so very hard. I'm sure the air where you're working is cool, but my breath is warm and gentle on the tip of your cock as I run my tongue up and down the length of your shaft, pausing at the top to run the tip of my tongue slowly around the rim of your head. It feels nice, doesn't it? If only I was down here all the time, teasing your balls. So why don't you imagine me taking the swollen head of your cock in my mouth now and rolling my tongue around it? These oh-so-innocent eyes looking up at you from under the desk as the length of your cock slips deep into my warm, wet mouth. This mouth licking and kissing your balls as my hand pumps your shaft, the tongue dipping its teasing, tickling tip into the very top of your penis. It is my mouth, my hand, my tongue. Your cock is my cock to play with. Listen as I suck your cock, licking, tasting, tonguing you. It's a shame your pants can't come all the way off. Maybe I could tickle your arsehole too. Do you like that? Making your body ache for more of my touch, for more of my pleasure. Teasing you, taking you. I'd suck you and stroke you till your balls are ready to explode. Then gladly take your whole load, letting you, needing you to explode in my throat. That sexy cock twitching, pulsating, coming hard. Did you enjoy listening to that? If that raging hard-on in your pants allows it, I want you to go to the bathroom now. Sorry if I've caused a damp spot on the tip of your cock. Pause this, if it will take you a minute to get there. Make sure you get a stall and lock the door. Are you all set? Right. Take your cock out for me. I hope you're still hard. And start jerking it for me. Nice, firm strokes. I want you to get to that edge for me and stay there while I count down. You should be nicely turned on by now, but don't you dare come. 5. Stroke all the way from that rigid shaft to the swollen, dripping tip. I bet it's rock fucking hard and aching to explode. Have you got some pre-cum there? Rub it in, and make every slippery stroke send all the pleasure possible through you. 4. Did listening to me tell you about sucking your dick turn you on? Were you imagining my lips sucking on you, kissing you, taking you into my hot, wet mouth? Or were you imagining the hot girl in your office sucking your cock instead? 3. Stay with me, baby. Don't you fucking come. It's only allowed when I give you permission, and I want you to deny yourself for me. Even as you are stroking that beautiful cock, your muscles clenched as you ride the tingling edge of orgasm. 2. Keep stroking that fucking cock. I want you on that edge. You are so desperately close to shooting your load for me, desperately close to the insane rush of orgasm flooding through your thighs and your balls and your cock, desperately close to moaning out loud right then and there. If only you didn't have to be so quiet, you could scream and convulse in delicious pleasure for me. You could shoot that hot sticky cum all over me, all over my perfect breasts. Can you feel the sensation building? That's it, baby. And stop. Good boy. You didn't come. If you're edging this time, if denial is your thing this time, then you should take your hands off your cock right now. Wash your hands. Set a timer on your phone for about an hour, or listen to a playlist of peaceful music. Turn this off and go and do some work. Then come back and listen again from the start when my timer lets you. How many times will you listen today? Bye, baby. Still here? Do you find it easier to concentrate after emptying your balls? Stick with me and keep touching yourself. I'm going to count you down again, and this time you can come at the end. I might even come with you if you're really willing to work for it. 5. I got so turned on thinking about your delicious cock, it's made me wet. Unlike you, though, I'm not at work, so I'm naked as I record this. So there's nothing from stopping me plunging my fingers into my soaking pussy and really hitting that sweet spot while I imagine you pumping away at your dick just for me. 4. My clit is throbbing so badly. My pussy's just as naughty as I am, and she so badly wants you to fuck her deeper and harder with that sexy cock of yours. She wants you to fill her up, thrusting deep inside. 3. Squeeze those balls for me. I bet they're swollen and aching, filled with sticky cum that you want to give me. Where would you shoot it if you could? Would you explode on my tits, in my mouth, in my dripping warm pussy, in my sweet ass? 2. You're almost there. That pleasure is coming. Your orgasm is building inside you, and you won't have to hold it back much longer. I know mine is. Playing with my pussy feels so good. You're so erect, so turned on, so close. It's tingling, fizzing and rushing through you, and soon it's going to be surging out from your cock like a fucking train. One, come for me. I want that sticky mess. You only want to release for me, so do it. Fucking come for me. Explode. Let that orgasm rush out of you. Make that sticky mess. Feel it coursing through you as if you were pumping that load into my pussy with your hard cock. Oh, yes, it would feel so fucking good to come with me. I can feel it building too. I want to come. Oh, fuck yes, I'm going to come too. Oh God, I'm coming. That was delicious. Does that feel better for you now? Hopefully you can concentrate more easily now. Clean yourself off, wash those hands, straighten those clothes, and get back out there and do some work like a good boy. I'll see you again in an hour, if you think you can take it.